is.
I like being a cheerleader.
This is about since the 7th grade.
Mm-hmm. Cheerleaders do the football and basketball games and all that. What's the big, I guess the big sport here is football.
Well, yeah, but basketball, I think it's basketball, really. We have a better team. We were state champs one year and runner-up. We have real good basketball. Mm-hmm. And then our girls, we have a girls' basketball team, and they're real good. They were first runner-up in the state last year, too. So I think that's more the bigger thing around here.
What? How is Wilcox Academy classified? Is it classified like 1A, 2A, 3A?
It's 3A.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Is that the largest classification? Mm-hmm.
It's just barely in there. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of small for a 3A school.
Yeah, I see. Well, have you traveled around very much?
Yeah, Daddy likes Tennessee area. In fact, we can't stand Florida and all that sand and stuff. His mother lives down there in Foley, you know, close to Gulf Shores. Mm-hmm. And so when we go that way, it's just to visit Grandma. But we went to Missouri. And let's see, one year. And we go to Kentucky. And North Carolina, Cherokee, and all that area. And, I like to go to Gatlinburg. We usually take a trip up that way.
So. Yeah, it's a nice place.
Yeah.
Go there generally when it snows?
No, we usually go in the summer or the fall. It's really pretty toward the end of August.
Yeah. Went up there fairly recently. Had all the roads iced over.
Oh, really?
I would love to. You go too far in the mountains. Flying all over the place. Kind of like riding a roller coaster. Well, I'll ask you a little bit about your parents. Where was your mother born?
In Wilcox County. I'm just not sure. She's from around this area, not in Camden, but she lived out in the country before. She went to school in Camden, but they lived out, you know, from Camden. Mm-hmm. I guess she was just born at home. I don't know.
Okay. What did she do for a living?
She was a home ec teacher, but she just is a housewife now. She doesn't teach anymore.
You said there were four of you girls in the family?
I'm the oldest. Mm-hmm. And then we have, the youngest one is in the third grade.
Mm-hmm. It's an all-girl family.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of I got an uncle in Atlanta with six girls.
Oh no, my daddy was green.
What about your mother's schooling? Where did she?
She graduated from Judson.
What about your father? Do you know where he was born?
I think Trustful, up near Birmingham, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
Jefferson County, I guess.
Yeah.
What's your daddy do for a living?
He's with the dry cleaners and laundry. He owns that, and then he has some real estate stuff in Camden, too.
Mm-hmm. How about his school?
He's just high school graduate, whatever.
Okay. Are your grandparents still living?
Both my grandmothers are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll ask you about the same thing about them. Do you know where your grandmother on your mother's side was born?
Let me see, Sweetwater, something like, over in that way. I'm not sure, over there somewhere.
Is that in Wilcox County?
I think that's Marengo County, Marengo? Somewhere like that.
Do you know if she was a housewife or had another job?
She worked in Tuscaloosa at some hospital for a while, but that was just a very short time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved to Wilcox County after she married.
Mm-hmm. And she was a housewife for the rest of the time?
And then, she worked at the shirt factory in Camden. Mm-hmm. There's a factory, and she worked there for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know anything at all about her school?
No, I just know that she's a high school graduate.
That's good. Okay, fine. And her husband is dead now, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay. Do you happen to know about where he's from?
From this area, from Wilcox County. They, I think he worked with the railroad